Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 16 in the ABCs of Now. If this is the first time that you're tuning in, know that this series is going through the entire alphabet, but rather than going from A to Z, we are taking the letters Z and going all the way back to A, with each episode picking up a letter of the alphabet along with a specific word that's helping each and every one of us in the process of change that's taking place in our world today. I doubt that there are very few people that would dispute the fact that the world we're in right now, not just here in the United States, but globally, is in a state of shift, of change. The way we all feel it shows up in different ways, but essentially what's happening is that the way things used to be, let's say the old pillars of society, the institutions, the people, the belief systems that individually and especially collectively created our reality, are day by day, month by month, starting to show signs of weakness and also erosion. And I know that that creates in people a sense of discontent, sometimes frustration, sometimes even fear. But for those of you who've been following my blogs or my Living Happy Inside Out podcast, you will know that everything I do is designed not to bring fear, not to bring further sense of isolation or disheartening, but instead to find those things that unite and uplift the human soul. And it's with that in mind that I got this idea to do the ABCs of Now. And let me give you the analogy here as it came to me. As children, when we first go to school and we're learning officially, let's say, about the world around us and how then we might be able to fit into it and find our place within the world, what are our building blocks? They're the ABCs. And from those initial building blocks, we end up constructing a life, a belief system, a way of living. And right now, because many of those building blocks are showing signs of weakness, we're using this ABCs of Now series to look at the building blocks, but in reverse. Every word is specifically chosen. I just wait until they come to me and some of the knowledge or the awareness comes. But in every case, each one of these words is designed to help us all to look at the world, to look at certain concepts we've held, but to view them as if in reverse, as if in retrospect, in a sense to find out how much of what we held as true is able to withstand the shaking that's going on right now. Sometimes in looking back and unwinding our past, we have new opportunities to look with greater vision, with a certain amount of wisdom, and we can determine what kinds of things perhaps don't have lasting value, and on the other hand, what things are the pillars and the building blocks that we feel good about and sound about and sturdy in that we can use as we move forward. The world that we're moving in is not the first time that the world has gone through a state or a time of shifting, but the world that we are moving into needs each and every one of us to show up with a smile on our face, with wisdom in our hearts, and knowing that we're individually and collectively architects of the next era that we will all be living in. And my expectation, despite the changes that we're all going through, is that we will see a better era in our future. So are you ready for episode 16? Episode 16 is the letter K, and the word I have is the word knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G. And when I first got it, I thought, well, that word sounds a little bit ethereal. How am I going to create a podcast? Where is this going? But as days and even a few weeks went by, I started to understand why this word was coming to me, and hopefully as we review it today, you will understand in light of this entire era of change why this word is so important. So knowing, let's first look at it as a noun in the word knowledge. Now, what do we think about knowledge? It's the state or the fact of knowing something. Knowledge is also familiarity, awareness, or understanding gained through experience or study. Number three, as a definition for knowledge, it's that which is known. It's the sum or the range of what has been perceived, discovered, or inferred. Now, sometimes when I hear the word knowledge, I think about learning, but I was happy to learn that the word knowledge is actually distinguished from learning, because knowledge usually refers to what is not gained by schooling or study. That's what learning is. So I want you to think about this. When you go to school, you are learning. You're reading books. You're memorizing. You're repeating. You're taking tests, and you are delivering back those things you learned from an instructor. But knowledge is something else completely. And that's where the interest comes with this word. Knowledge. It's deeper and it's far more personal. Now, interestingly enough, when I looked into the word knowledge and I was looking into some of its background, its roots, its etymology, I learned in Middle English it means to confess or recognize. So actually to appreciate something you know and then speak it forth. But as an obsolete term, which is very interesting, the word knowledge means sexual intercourse. Now, as I went even further in my research into this word knowledge, I learned something interesting, and I had actually forgotten about this. In the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, which would be about the origins, let's say, of man, the word knowledge was used for the first time when it says, "And Adam knew Eve." And what that meant, when you looked up that word, it meant that Adam was engaging in sexual intercourse with Eve. Now, this has nothing to do with intercourse as a whole, but here's what I found very interesting. When you want to think about the meaning and the color of the meaning of the word knowledge, it has to do with first-hand awareness and experience. If you want to think about that kind of a union of two people, you were there, the other person was there, and you did not have anyone teaching you. You did not have anyone telling you about it. You were right there in the experience, so you can recall it on a number of levels. That's how deep the word knowledge goes. There is another thing I looked up, the word know, K-N-O-W. And in this case, it's used a little bit differently, but I loved the way it's used because it really helps us zero in on what we're talking about with the word knowing. To know is to perceive directly. It's to grasp in the mind with clarity and certainty. Now, right there, I want you to compare that definition with learning something in school, which may or may not truly be the full picture, where you are learning something secondhand rather than, in this case, firsthand. A second definition for know is to regard as true beyond doubt. Again, do you see how deeply that word know or knowing goes? To regard something as true, as if beyond doubt. It's also to have a practical understanding of, as through experience, or to be skilled in something. To know is to be familiar with, because you've personally experienced it. I love this one. To know the nature or character of, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment, and I'll give you two more. To know is to be able to distinguish, to recognize as being different. And finally, to know is to perceive as familiar. So as I was going through this idea of why is this word knowing so important as we are exiting one era and stepping into the next, what does this have to do with each and every one of us? And now I'm going to use some of the definitions I just gave you and start to apply them. For example, have you ever been told when you were growing up and you did something foolish and your parents said, "You knew better than to do that"? Do you remember that? Or maybe you're a parent who have said to your child, "You know better than to do that." See the word know? It's because you really do know. Why do you know? Because it's within you to know. Maybe you've done something in the past that you didn't think about, and the consequences weren't good. And yet, for some unknown reason, you were just doing something in the moment without considering the fact that you know the outcome of this. So I thought that was really good. Here's another one that I have found very pointed for this. If you're a parent, or let's say you're a spouse, and you or a friend, and you know someone quite well, and you speak with them on the phone, or you meet with them in person, and you're thinking, "That's not the so-and-so that I know. Something must be disturbing them, or something must be wrong, or something must be awry," because your knowing, or your knower, your internal knower, has actually detected something is off. I don't know how sensitive you might be, but if you text a lot, and there are people that you deal with all the time on an intimate basis, you can sometimes have someone write something to you by way of a text, and yet internally your knower is saying, "Something here is off. I know they're not doing well," or I know either maybe they're going to get in trouble. Something's wrong here. You just know. And you could actually, through experience, because you've spoken with them or texted with them so often, you detect that something is awry. That's knowing. I want to give you maybe two other things to think about. Have you ever taken a job, for example, or gone into a business agreement with someone, or chose to purchase something? Have you ever even gotten into a relationship? And only later on, when you look back, and these things have gone in the wrong direction for you. Let's say you ended up in a very destructive relationship, or you said yes to a business relationship that really was going to take advantage of you, or you accepted a job that went sour and made you miserable. Have you ever heard yourself saying, "I knew it. I knew it. Something told me that I shouldn't have done that, or I should have said no"? That is how deep the word knowing goes. That's the letter K. That's the word knowing. Now, here's what I want you to think about in a good way with this. Imagine all the life experiences you've had to date. Imagine how many things that you might have taken someone else's word for or accepted as truth and realized later on, "Gee, you know, I made a mistake. I should have gone with what I knew internally, my knower." Well, think about the various experiences you've had, and yet the fact that in retrospect, you realized you really did know something. Now I want you to think forward in the days ahead, okay? If we are starting to enter into a new reality, a new world, a new era, what things can you trust yourself to agree with or not agree with? to buy into or not buy into, to spend your time or your money on or not, relationships that you'd like to invest in or not, decisions of all types, even sometimes maybe some guidance, some watching over members of your family and saying, you know something, I'm sensing that the person you normally are, you're struggling with right now, can I help you in any way? I want you to understand that your own knowledge, the intimate firsthand experience you've had, and maybe you will have had by the time we fully exit this current world we're in, where you may look back and think, wow, why did I allow myself to be bamboozled? Or why did I believe that? And why did I accept that when something inside of me told me I needed to question it or I knew something was wrong? That skill, that awareness within you can come out in a much bigger and stronger and more confident way as you move forward. Can you imagine if you can take your experience, your firsthand experience, things you've learned and acquired on your own, things that in a sense have been tested by you where you know them so well, and you can use that confidence, that inner knowing, as you move forward, being one of the individuals who can start to create and help others create a better future. That word knowledge is for you. It's for me. It's for your friends. It's for those who have maybe given up their own capacity in light of every other voice out there telling them what to do, what to think, how to act, and what to believe. And maybe there are some people around you that are so worried they need to be reminded that they can go within and they can know and they can start trusting their knowing, even if it means little by little. The word knowing is so powerful. And you know what? So are you. So that has been the conclusion of this episode, episode 16 in the ABCs of Now. Wherever you are today, I want you to think about change, not as something frightening, but as something good. And I want you to realize that you can take with you, as if it's a very light suitcase or backpack, of all of your life experience, and you're going to use it for good and for the good of all in the world we will see take shape beginning today and definitely into our tomorrows. So until the next time, I look forward to hearing and connecting with you again. This has been Maura with Maura for You.